In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Happy New Year! I want to thank, first of all, Sandra Bauer for her hard work in putting and assembling this Nativity, Christmas Carol, and Epiphany Carol service all together. It's very lovely. Thank you very much. Yes, a round of applause. We'll embarrass the woman. And I also want to thank all the readers who spontaneously came forward and read this morning. And all of you who made it out here today on this very blustery day. When I got out of my car here this morning, I thought, if only we have one of those power-generating windmills, we'd probably make our budget for the year. We have together today been celebrating the first parable of Christianity. We've been celebrating the first parable of Christianity. Jesus taught in parables, but the Christian church itself generated the parable that we've been living through from the last number of weeks and celebrating today, and it closes at the end, in the middle of this week on the Epiphany on the 6th. Because if you note carefully when you read the scripture, Paul, who wrote first, he wrote about the year 45, and Mark, who wrote about the year 54, do not mention the birth of Jesus. All of this came afterwards. This came after the fall of the temple. This came around the year probably 80 to 90 AD, about 60 years after the time of Jesus. We have the generation of the Christmas parable by the church. Now, does that take away from it? No, it doesn't. It generates to say to us that Jesus they encountered was divine. And the people around them at that time were saying, well, if Jesus is divine, how do we know that? What was the divinity of Jesus based in? And people were inspired to write the divine saga of Jesus, giving Jesus a royal heritage, giving him a lineage, which you'll find in Luke and you'll find it in Matthew, this lineage, which is a royal lineage. But all of this was generated a number of years after. They were inspired to write this. They wrote this because people were saying, well, your Jesus is just maybe a wise person, but not divine. But the people who knew Jesus, who experienced Jesus in their hearts, experienced the divinity of Jesus alive within them. And they had to say, in the midst of a Roman world, this is our God. This is Jesus who is divine. And like more than your gods, our God is this divine. And this is how God came to be on earth. And they read back in the Hebrew scripture, and they saw the Messiah and the proclamation of Messiah, and they put it together and said, this is now revealed to us. Emmanuel has come into the world, God with us. And it's exciting that we as the church are proclaiming this 2,000 years later, that our God in Jesus is alive. And that our God brings light to the darkness. Jesus was undoubtedly born, the historical Jesus was undoubtedly born in the spring, if this proclamation is right, because that's when lambing happens in the Holy Land. But the church put it at this time to demonstrate that light was coming to us, the Gentiles, that light was coming to the world. As the light came back in the northern hemisphere, God in Jesus is the light of the world. And it's very fitting that we have this sharing at this Epiphany season, for the light is really here. We now know the days are getting longer. And that we are all called to be that light, that we are called to be the divine Jesus within us, alive and lively in how we connect to the world around us. You don't have to watch television for more than 10 minutes to know that there's a lot of darkness in the world. But we are called to be light in the world. We are given a special mission by God, as articulated by Jesus' own ministry, to be light, to bring light to darkness. It's a challenge. It's a challenge for each and every one of us, that we are to be living out the saga of wisdom, that we are to be living out the birth of Jesus within us. On an annual basis, we re-celebrate, we rebirth Jesus within us, and that we are then recommitting ourselves to allow the wisdom of Jesus to grow within us and to go out and be light in the darkness. That we are the epiphany ourselves as individuals and as a family and as a community of Christians. We are here as the people of God alive on earth. It's a challenge because we get so caught up in our own daily lives with our own needs and interests that we forget we have this bigger vision, that we are called to pay it forward, to use a more modern term. We are called to think about others. We are called to think about social justice. We are called to think about inclusion and to be community. We are called to welcome strangers. And these are challenges when we have a world in which some, in the name of an understanding of God, do horrendous things. But that's not the work of God. But those who really understand God, no matter what their own journey with God, would disavow those acts of barbarism. But we are called to make sure that we don't do barbaric things ourselves. We are called in this new year of 2016 to have courage to be Jesus alive in the world. Think about the ministry of Jesus as given to us in the Scripture, as reflected to us in the New Testament. It was with courage that Jesus and Jesus' followers stood up for the values that Jesus had proclaimed, did not run away, stood up and took on horrendous insult, including attacks and death, but would not renounce their faith in the living God as they had understood it through the ministry of Jesus. It's pretty phenomenal. And so are we called to not renounce by our actions our own faith. It's very easy to fall into the trap of renouncing our own faith by starting to get down to the level of some of the rhetoric that's around us, and almost by inference agree with it. Think of the craziness that we're hearing from some politicians south of us in the United States these days. That's denying their own faith. If they claim a faith, that's denying the faith of Jesus Christ as revealed in Scripture. We cannot go there. We have to stand strong for the faith that has been revealed to us in the Scripture, historically handed down to us. So as we start to open the new book of 2016, I hope that we'll remember that in this Epiphany season, we are called to be light in the darkness. We are called to be Jesus alive in the world today. That Jesus is within us. And that we are called to articulate, both by our words and our example, the liveliness and aliveness of Jesus. I pray that the Holy Spirit will inspire each and every one of us, will empower each and every one of us, that in this new year, we are truly light in the darkness. May God bless us all. Amen.